On Thursday, the Department of Justice announced charges against David Kwiatkowski. The 32-year-old was arrested at a Massachusetts hospital, where he's receiving treatment for an undisclosed medical condition. U.S. Attorney John Kakavas says the charges include tampering with a consumer product and obtaining a controlled substance by fraud.
What we've been able to uncover is evidence that this defendant was diverting fentanyl at the least, and perhaps other drugs as well.
An affidavit filed in federal court says Kwiatkowski's car contained an empty syringe of fentanyl and several needles. He was also observed inside Exeter's cardiac catheterization lab, engaging in suspicious behavior, including attending procedures on his day off. A witness claims to have seen evidence of needle use on the suspect's arms. Fentanyl is one of the most powerful painkillers administered in healthcare settings and is considered substantially more potent than morphine. Exeter Hospital uses an automated system to manage these powerful medications. Only doctors and nurses are supposed to have access. At a press conference, Jose Montero, New Hampshire's director of public health, said the outbreak should force all hospitals to review their drug control systems.
When we're talking about drug diversion, it clearly shows that all facilities need to be looking at their policies and procedures. How are they in paper and how they are implemented?
Kwiatkowski began working at the Exeter Hospital in April of 2011 as a temporary employee. In a statement, the hospital says he was given a drug test and was subject to a criminal background check. Medical technicians in most states, including New Hampshire, do not need any form of licensing. In October 2011, Kwiatkowski was hired full-time as a medical technician in the cardiac cath lab. Sharon Alroy Price, the state's epidemiologist, says that med techs shouldn't have access to these types of drugs.
The role of the technician is usually to help, to assist in the procedure. They're not supposed to handle medications. They're not supposed to administer medications, but to hand equipment and to set up the room and things like that.
Kwiatkowski has worked as a med tech in at least six other states. The CDC, along with public health officials, are investigating whether he exposed patients in those locations. Officials say he was fired from at least one other position for stealing syringes of fentanyl. Kwiatkowski told law enforcement he wasn't aware of his hepatitis C status until the outbreak was announced in May. Investigators say they have evidence that shows he's had the disease for at least 2 years. This case closely mirrors a 2009 outbreak of the liver-destroying virus at a Colorado hospital. There, a medical technician also reused syringes of fentanyl, resulting in 24 infections. For her crime, she was sentenced to 30 years in federal prison. U.S. Attorney Kakavas says he expects additional charges to be filed against Kwiatkowski. For NHPR News, I'm Todd Bookman.